FM with Laura Fox podcast.
Now, from the venue and the flowers, the DJ to the cake, there is so much to organise when you're planning a wedding. But if that wasn't enough, a growing number of couples are also adding something else to their massive to-do list, and that is booking a content creator. But what do they do that we don't get with professional videographers and photographers? To explain all of this is someone who has ditched her regular job to take it up as a full-time career. Ellen Rosebery, thank you so much for coming in and joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Laura. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, we're very excited to have you as well, because as I was saying to you, Offer, this is a totally new phenomenon, really. So like, let's get straight into it. What is a wedding content creator?
So a wedding content creator is a professional wedding supplier that couples and wedding professionals, wedding vendors are hiring for a wedding day to capture all the behind the scenes of a wedding, or I suppose like wedding event, like day before, day after, all on an iPhone. So it's really basically designed for social media, where I'm basically creating Instagram-worthy photos, TikToks, reels, stories, all the things, and sharing it with the couple within 24 to 72 hours to really kind of give them, I suppose, that instant gratification right after their wedding day.
Which is exactly what everybody is looking for. 24, 72 hours. I'll come back to that in a second. But there's a main question, I suppose, that everybody will want to know. Like, do you take the place of a videographer or a photographer?
No, absolutely not. So this service is very much geared towards couples, or, well, let's say brides for the most part, that are really obsessed with social media. Yeah. For me personally, I treat my social media as a digital diary. So when it comes to, you know, the biggest day of, you know, a bride's life or a couple's life, they want to treat their wedding day as exactly that. So they want to, you know, showcase every single second of it.
Yeah, the crack and all that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah, all the behind the scenes. Yeah. Yeah, totally.
So, like, I mean, talk to me about what a normal work day would look like for you if you are covering somebody's wedding. Like, how many hours are you there for? Like, what are you doing? How many battery packs have you got? How many phones?
Like, yeah, there's a couple of, I suppose, elements that go into it. So, I'm there for the most part, I'm there for the entire day of the wedding. So, I usually arrive around 10 a.m., kind of aligning with the photographer and the videographer. And, you know, I suppose like when the makeup and the hair and all those fun morning moments are kind of kicking off, I'll arrive around that time. And I have three different content packages that I offer the couple. So speaking, I suppose, from my most popular package, which is a 12-hour package, I don't leave till about 10 o'clock that night after first dance and, you know, grabbing all that floor action.
Yeah.
So I'm literally there
before that floor action.
Yeah, when things, before things get too jolly, that's kind of when I like to leave. But because I'm there, obviously, from the morning right up until the night, I'm constantly capturing photos and videos literally from that morning right up until, you know, quite late that night. So aside from, you know, your edited reels and TikToks and, you know, all your edited beautiful content that you'll get quite quickly after your wedding day, you'll also get all that raw footage that I'm constantly capturing throughout the day as well. Yeah. So they literally receive thousands and thousands the day after their wedding day. And that's what I suppose couples are really craving as well. They want to hear, you know, the voices in the background, you know, what the laughs, everything that was happening behind the scenes. That's a huge driver of what couples want.
I'd be telling everybody to mute them. Like, if any of my family was talking in the background, you wouldn't be able to trust what's going to come out of their mouth. Talk to me about this on the actual day of it, like, and in your packages and stuff. Do you like pre-agree what kind of like shots people want? Like, are there like trends that people are doing, you know, like you see all those ones as well where like the bride and other bridesmaids get changed from like their robes into the wedding dress, the same with the grooms and their groomsmen. Like, do you pre-agree on all that set of stuff and then you just capture loads of other things?
Or basically about a month before the wedding date, I'll schedule a pre-wedding consultation call with my couples, and that's basically where we go through the entire wedding day in detail. So, you know, really kind of diving into what does it look like that morning, what are the relationships I need to know, what are your can't miss moments, like do you have a family heirloom that you would love to see in the content. So even though I kind of like to keep my content quite off the cuff and be prepared for any moment, I still have a relatively good idea of what is really important and what is unique to the couple for that day. So I from that call, I'll then go off and I'll create my essentials list or my shot list, and I'll create my schedule for the day. So basically, if, you know, is the ceremony on the grounds of the venue, or is it in a church where I need to allocate a certain time frame to, you know, get there on time and make sure I'm not missing any key moments. That's, I kind of have a fair idea of what the day looks like ahead of time.
I mean, so, going into it, like the key moments, you're right. Like I always feel for videographers and photographers and everything. There's only one shot at this.
Oh, totally.
You can't ask people to redo it again because it's just ruining. Like no one really actually ever wants to go and do the photos, but everybody loves them afterwards.
Absolutely.
So you're catching all the behind the scenes. Talk to me about like the type of people who are actually like hiring you for this. I know you mentioned at the very beginning of this that you treat your Instagram as a digital diary. Mm-hmm. So like you're not just looking at like influencers or anything like that.
No, so I've done everything from private weddings where I couldn't post anything to also influencer weddings where having a wedding content creator was essential, but yet it didn't take away from their day where they felt like they were working. Yeah. So they could be present with their friends and family. They knew that there was someone there trusted that was capturing all this detail for them, and they could switch off, which is probably my favorite part of my job, is really seeing couples live in the moment, be present. They're not worrying about, you know, what, getting all the content and all the things. So I think it's really refreshing to see, because from an influencer perspective, they need that for their job. Like that's their full-time job.
But for
job.
Everyone, like I look at my friends as well, and like they would want every moment kind of captured at their wedding without everybody being on their phone. So having it designated to one person is actually great because everybody gets involved in it.
Absolutely.
This is the bit that scares me the most about all of this, the turnaround time. I mean, you're promising 24 to 72 hours. So like, do you just work through the night?
I mean, it's not a job for someone that loves sleep. I'll probably just start with that. But I guess, I mean, they're long days. Like, I suppose I'm based anywhere and everywhere. So I could be, the venue could be 2 or 3 hours away from where I live. So I might not get home till about 2 a.m. And then straight away, I upload all the raw, unedited content into the Dropbox folder, which I would have shared with the couple a couple of days in advance. So they can literally wake up the next morning and go straight into the inbox. And that should be uploaded all by the next morning. And then then I'll be up quite early the next morning, and that's when I start on editing their photos, and then I move on to the reels depending on the package that they had gone for, and they will come within that 24 to 72 hour time frame. So I guess it's, I suppose the day after is kind of gone, and the day of as well. And if I'm gonna have a back-to-back wedding, it's an all-nighter as well.
I was going to say, you probably aren't putting too many of them back-to-back. That's too much stress.
I think I probably need to cut down on the back-to-backs.
One question I have for you is, like, when you're at the wedding, I preempt any of my family. I preempt, like, Nona Fox, who would turn around to you and be like, who's that one now walking around with the phone? I don't know who she is. She's not a photographer. She doesn't have a proper camera. She's walking around with that phone pointed. Like, do you get that from guests at a wedding?
I mean, I feel like I probably would have thought I would have got it a bit more. Yeah. I actually don't too much. Like when I arrive, I try and blend in as much as I can with the guests. I'm dressed all in black, but like I do have like my little pack on and my, you know, I kind of have like the equipment on me and stuff like that. So I think people kind of gather, and people are, I suppose, are so used to having an iPhone in front of them instead of, you know, a camera. So it's not unfamiliar, let's say. And then I'm quite tight with the family from that morning. So by the time the ceremony rolls around, guests just kind of roll with it because they can see the family are on board. Everybody's just kind of like used to me. And then by the time the dancing kicks off that night, they're like, you know, throwing some great dance moves for me on the dance floor, which is always my favorite part, is dancing on the dance floor with the guests. So it's a fun time. Yeah, I think it's like people are kind of on board, I think.
I love the thoughts of you just dancing with some random uncle with his tie around his head, and then he's like giving it socks.
Yeah, I've seen it all. I've seen some dance, I've seen cartwheels, I've seen all the things, and like they just, you know, after a couple of drinks, I suppose, are involved, they're like, oh yeah, I remember her from earlier. She has her lights, she's good. Like
they're like, I'm ready. L, get this.
Oh totally. I get a little nudge every once in a while. So yeah.
Oh my god, it's so interesting. How long have you been doing this for?
So I've been doing, I suppose I did my very first wedding in December 2022.
How did that happen?
So in my previous job, I had a former client reach out to me on my personal Instagram.
Yeah.
And she was like, I have my photographer, I have my videographer, but, you know, she knew I was obviously in social media mm-hmm. within my job. So she was like, would you mind just coming, doing all the behind the scenes for me? I see this thing kind of happening in the US and Australia, and I just think it's really interesting. And I was like, yeah, that sounds like so much fun. So went, did her wedding. Loads of her friends were getting married in the next year or two, and she was kind of like, I think you have something here. People yeah. are asking. And I was like, I never thought about this, but yeah, it does sound like a great idea. So I like launched then like 3 months later, and I left my full-time job within like six months.
Gosh,
yeah.
So you've been doing this now for what, like for, a year and a half?
For about a year and a half, going on the 2 years, but yeah. I just went full-time at Christmas. So
fantastic.
It's been like, yeah. So now there's, you know, just been a really, when I did launch, I kind of just maybe thought I might get an odd wedding every couple of months.
Yeah.
Really didn't expect it to turn into what it has been. And yeah, I'm like technically booked out till 2026,
wow.
which is insane. Yeah. So it's been kind of like a whirlwind. I don't even know how to describe it. It has yeah. just been unexpected, I'd say, is probably the, yeah.
Elle, that's unbelievable. Just one more question before you go. Mm-hmm. Do you think that like it's going to stick to just the wedding content creation, or do you think that like they might bring you behind the scenes of like stag do's, mainly hen do's?
Yeah.
Like, are they
yeah.
going to stay firmly behind closed doors?
I mean, I think if it was like a beautiful bridal brunch or something yeah. quite low key, maybe. I definitely have had requests for hen do's, not stags yeah. just yet. Yeah. I'm actually a bride to be myself, and personally, I think I would rather. Yeah, so I think personally, I would rather keep that behind closed yeah. doors. But I mean, I never. It could potentially happen, but yeah, I'm definitely moving towards like events at the moment as well, yeah. and doing social media for wedding planners and wedding photographers, cake designers.
Say, it's probably mm-hmm. very like interesting as well, for even if you look at a venue, mm-hmm. if they got like hired you to, you know, shoot what the venue looks like on the day of a wedding, because that's what everybody's looking for when they're trying to actually book something. You're going onto their Instagram pages and you're kind of hoping, oh God, like just give me a full overview of what this place is if you
Absolutely.
Haven't been there before.
Yeah, totally. It's almost like, I guess, like in a weird way, influencing in a way,
yeah.
because it's really like, I suppose for me, I'm finding all my wedding vendors and suppliers through social media.
Yeah.
So when I think of like, I'm like, who's the photographer that worked on that incredible wedding? And that's kind of how I'm doing my research, is through Instagram.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of 2024, 2025 brides are. So I think it is kind of the way it's just going
yeah.
that direction. So yeah, it's kind of like really trying to capture everybody within their craft.
Yeah,
I do
like, for a final point in it, I do like the idea of the fact that there's one person who's in charge of taking it, so everyone else, guests included, can
mm-hmm.
just sit back, relax, and actually not worry about like
yeah.
taking photos or trying to take content. You're actually just fully living in the moment.
Totally.
Finally, Elle, if anybody wants to find out more about what you do, where is the best place to go?
So anyone can find me on Instagram at yourstory.byl, or you can, if you're interested in booking my services, you can go onto my website, which is yourstorybyl.com.
Yourstorybyl.com,
yes.
Or yourstory.
Yourstory.byl on Instagram.
.byl on Instagram.
Yeah.
Elle, you are a force of nature. You are honestly such a joy. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio today. Best
thank
of luck
you.
With your new venture.
Thank you.
It sounds like you've got some seriously busy times ahead for yourself.
Yes. Exciting times.
Exciting times for everyone involved. We'll be right back after these.
FM with Laura Fox. Podcast.